This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What says America? More than my pillow. Our buddy Mike Lindell fighting for election integrity. Being canceled by the big box stores. Doesn't care, keeps plowing.
Well, if you ask me where I come.
Shopping channels. Cancel him. Doesn't care. His banks cancel him. Doesn't care. Keeps going. You, the fine listeners of this program, have put the wind at Mike Lindell's back. MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code Scott. No anniversary present, no birthday present, no, name it. Birthdays, anniversaries, special occasions, kids going off to school, coming back from school, whatever. The sleepwear, the pillows, right now the slippers, $90 off. A pair of slippers right now. And that deal is not going to last long. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, slip-on, moccasin. They're less than $50 right now. Pick your size, pick your color, pet beds, sleepwear, the sheets. I could go on and on. MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Minnesota's Mr. Right, our friend Jason Lewis, former member of Congress and U.S. Senate candidate. Mike Lindell says he won, but of course, it's how they count in Minnesota. Ask Al Franken. Oh, that game, it works. Or Norm Coleman.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Jason, how are you?
I'm great, Scott. How are you? Good to be on the program once again. You know, you speak of Mike Lindell with the wind at his back, and I just got to thinking that's something they'll never say about Amber Heard.
I'm here all week.
Yeah. I do not want Amber with the wind at her back, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, what's she going to tell her next boyfriend, huh?
I don't. I mean, seriously. But it is an interesting development, is it not? Because the only reason her op-ed, along with the ACLU, got any traction was because the Washington Post distributed it.
Yep.
And if Johnny Depp can win $15 million from Amber Heard, you got to believe that Mr. Bezos and company are sweating bullets today. Here we go. Nicholas Sandman again. Michael Flynn, you name it.
How about Donald Trump?
Well, you got it. I mean, rarely would I say, you know what, let's get serious about politics and root for Johnny Depp. Those words just don't come out of your mouth normally, right? But in this particular case, it is a fascinating development.
You know, one thing that confuses me about the thing is why this became such a thing, especially like on Fox News. I mean, Sean Hannity last night, all he talked about was this case. Like, what in the world? I mean, and you're right on the legal ramifications of this. I think there's some things here that are of note. But the chapter and verse and he said, she said, and the whole case on Fox News? What the heck is going on?
I mean, it did capture the public's imagination, and it's, drama extraordinaire and between the sexes, right? I mean, I think that just naturally attracts people. But I also think there's this political Me Too element here. Remember, the resistance movement and the whole Hillary Clinton campaign was based on Believe All Women. And that's certainly why the Washington Post and the ACLU are knee-deep into this defamatory comments on Depp. So that was repudiated by a jury of Americans who didn't have an axe to grind, didn't have an iron in the fire politically, but just saw the details and said, no, these people went way overboard. And I think there is some political traction here with regard to this. We'll see. I don't know if Johnny Depp, I bet his lawyers are telling him, the real money's at the Post and their parent company and all that stuff, but I just think it was a repudiation of the media narrative once again that we're a misogynist, racist, bigoted society. No, that's not always the case here, gang. Some people can lie.
Yeah, and we saw it. I heard some analyst in the courtroom say that about halfway through this trial, the jury stopped looking at her. And they said that was a telltale sign that obviously came true in the verdict because you know, there's nothing about this woman that exuded anything close to the truth, was there? It was like, wow.
No, she was, right. She wasn't a particular plaintiff in this particular, well, she was both a defendant and a plaintiff, but she wasn't a sympathetic figure, and she didn't come off that way. And frankly, she, I know people are going to roll their eyes. She came off as a young Hillary Clinton. She came off as, don't lecture me, I have all the answers, and if you disagree with me, you must be evil too.
What
and
she's difference still doing does it that make?
After
what?
The verdict.
I threw a bottle of gin at him. What difference does it make? Yeah, she just played Hillary well, that's right. I got to ask you about a question we were talking about last hour, and I promised I would to our listeners. Mm-hmm. People, especially on the election and the border, don't feel like Republicans are fighting enough. Don't feel like they're exposing these things to the degree they should be. Do you agree with that?
Well, you can add guns to it, I'm afraid. One thing I learned in Washington is once they smell blood in the water, they're not going to quit coming after you. You're only going to encourage more attacks. So when you get the toughest of issues that the media say you can't talk about, that's a cue to lean in and fight. And if the Democrats want to make gun control and banning 9mm ammo, the most popular ammo in the country, if you want to ban semi-automatic rifles, 75% of the guns sold are semi-automatic rifles, you want to ban all of that, we ought to have a debate about that. We ought to have an election about that. The singular aspect to all these tragic shootings, including Tulsa, is not the guns. It is a mentally ill person. We've got millions and millions of gun owners who don't shoot people. But what we have are people who are mentally ill who do. And let's have a debate about that. Same with the border. When I was in Congress, I went to a place in San Diego called Smuggler's Gulch. And there were hundreds of thousands of people coming across each year. San Diego built a wall. It stopped. The President Biden has failed to fulfill his duty, his oath of office in controlling our national sovereignty at the border. You could say if you were a Democrat, that's an impeachable offense. And, of course, on election integrity, I think, you know, if you take a look at what we now know has been fraud in elections going back to Kennedy and Nixon knew it in Illinois, perhaps in Texas, we've known that there's been election funny business going on time immemorial, and yet nobody wants to talk about it because it's the issue that dare not speak its name.
Why?
Well, if you don't get it right, what good is being right on the issue?
Listen, if this shoe was on the other foot, and the shenanigans that we see play out again and again and again, whether it's the latest now in Arizona or wherever, pick your spot, okay, 2,000 mules rigged with Zuckerberg putting in, his influence.
$7 million in Minnesota.
Yeah, $7 million Mark Zuckerberg spends in Minnesota. I mean, think about that. And buying lunches, supposedly, happened in North Dakota as well. You know what they would do? They'd say, well, you're right. The border's a mess because the election was stolen. And
you've got to get a handle on these nonprofit groups, too. Nobody wants to audit nonprofits. Aren't they fuzzy and nice? Nonprofits, they do charitable work, hogwash. They're partisan hacks abusing their nonprofit status, their tax-exempt status, and that's how Zuckerberg funneled that money. That's how politics is basically governed today, through these very partisan nonprofits that get a pass because no state auditor wants to audit them.
Have you seen 2,000 Mules yet?
I've not seen the whole thing.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Speaking of those nonprofits, again, the bar was high there. These people had to go to at least five of these activist organizations, these quote-unquote nonprofits, and then 10 different drop boxes before it was considered, hey, there's obviously ballot stuffing going on here in these ballot drop boxes.
So the Democrats want to raise your taxes. Now, they want to undo the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, which Representative Kramer and I helped shepherd through the 115th Congress. They want to raise everybody's taxes except nonprofits. Wait a minute. If you can afford to pay your executives millions of dollars, as nonprofits do, I would argue that any executive paid over six figures, if your group can afford to pay that to your top people, you can afford to pay taxes.
Let's take some calls here for Jason Lewis. Grant and Bismarck, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, guys. So you got the former congressman there. How do you incentivize people to be respectful and responsible? You're going to say, well, it's up to the family. It's the family. Well, we need some type of incentive to keep families together, unfortunately.
Right.
And they're looking at leaders to show them how to do it. And I think that's another one of our problems here is we got leaders that aren't even leaders. They're doing whatever they want right now for their own benefit.
Well, that's the swamp, isn't it?
40 years.
That's the swamp.
Right.
I mean, okay. I mean, don't get me going on term limits. I was an advocate of term limits before I got to Congress. Now I'm absolutely adamant about it. I mean, it has to happen. You can't fight a bureaucracy if you don't. If you have members of Congress that are afraid of it because they want to keep getting elected. So I think that's a step in the right direction. But your question has two points that are really key. And one is, how do you lead the right way? What are the policies you need to take? But the other thing is a strategy. And for years and years, Republicans have been told to turn the other cheek. And we'll talk about this on the other side, I'm sure. But is it time to fight fire with fire, perhaps? And due to the Democrats, what they've done to Republicans, until they stop.
Hold tight there, Grant.
Yeah, you bet.
Jason, hold the thought. And Grant, don't go away. Great question, by the way. Really good question. PetroServe USA Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience today with us. Meatloaf, chicken pot pie in Glendon, Salisbury Steak, MP Avenue, beefy noodles at 12th and I-29, Ola's Good, Valley City, Harwood. Stop and see him. Tell him Scott sent you. PetroServe USA.
Tune into PetroServe USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars, the big ones, $1.39 for the king size, only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA, just $1.49. Jack's Links, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget, any size fountain pop for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull Energy Drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5, PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pastureland in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind with Minnesota's Mr. Right, our friend Jason Lewis, longtime radio talk show host. And, of course, I would argue the best fill-in for Rush Limbaugh there ever was. Did a fantastic job filling in for Rush. Rest his soul. Chat with us today. Jason's going to be subbing a couple of days when I'm in Norway. Appreciate that very much.
Can't wait to talk to the great people of the Dakotas, northwest Minnesota. Next, what, Thursday and Friday I will be in for Scott. I'm looking forward to that. Back in the saddle, as they say.
Exactly right. That's fantastic. All right, back to Grant's question for you.
Well, you look, I mean, if... Let's talk about policy, then let's talk about strategy to address what Grant was talking about. One, the policy is such, it's really getting a little bit nefarious what the Democrats are doing. First, they complain about police defund the cops. Then when the cops don't do their job, which they clearly didn't in Uvalde, they say, well, let's disarm the citizens. So there'll be no cops and you can't own a weapon to defend yourself. What is the end game there? It's not a coincidence they're going after 9mm and semi-automatic rifles, the most popular guns or firearms and ammo in the country. So you get to the point where you say they really do want to disarm America. Why? So only the federal government has the power of force?
Jason, and I just have to say one thing. They're not looking to confiscate all semi-automatic rifles, just the scary-looking ones.
Yeah, right. Give them time.
You can go ahead and have your .30-06 semi-automatic deer rifle, which I've got an expanded clip for as well. That's all good. But the scary gun can't have that.
But I hear Grant asking a more profound question. I think this is a crisis of the heart. I've always thought that, because if you take each one of these individually and say, well, if we did this or that, what would have been different? Well, if this kid was not allowed to buy a gun, he'd have taken a baseball bat, he'd have taken a knife, and the time he had in there, he would have killed just as many people, if not more.
How is it possible that the liberal Democrats in the media, the Democrat media complex, says that if you ban abortion, women will go have illegal ones, but if you ban guns, people will just give them up? How does that work?
Yeah, that is spot on.
That's fantastic, Rob.
But the point I want to get to with what Grant was talking, the real common denominator here is mental health. And our Jared Loeffner, the fellow in Arizona that shot at Gabby Giffords and injured a few others, they flagged that guy for months. The community college down there kicked him out, but nobody, because of privacy laws in education, could tell anybody he was a threat. Those are the issues that are the common denominator, not the firearms. But so all of those issues and that leadership and the heart and mental health and mental stability and the family breakdown, we've spent $20 trillion on the Great Society and the poverty rate is the same. It cannot compensate for the breakdown of the family. We need role models of mom and dad, not birthing people. And until we get to that, you're quite right, Grant. I want to get to the strategy, though, because you and I talked about this before, Scott. What should Republicans or conservatives or anybody that opposes the new woke and very scary agenda do? Well, let's turn the other cheek. We don't want to behave like they do. Well, what is it going to take? The unilateral disarmament crowd that is the Republican consultancy class. This is the Lincoln Project. They were the ones advising Mitt Romney and John McCain, turn the other cheek, just get whipped and don't worry about things. And it's time for the Republicans, and Trump, I think, did this, to fight back. And if it means getting down and dirty, you do it until the Democrats stop doing what they're doing.
Yeah, I think
that's the only course.
Let me give you an example right now, what Republicans could be doing, and see if you think this is too harsh. The border is bad because the election was stolen, and these people are in charge. Inflation is out of control. It's because the election was stolen, and they would be messaging this in a completely different way. And I don't see the downside in that based on what we already know. Is there?
Look, if the Democrats, if the roles were reversed, there would be 14 articles of impeachment filed against the Republican president on Hunter Biden's laptop, for crying out loud, on the compromise of Joe Biden or the president, on failing to fulfill your oath at the border, on trying to get us into World War III in Eastern Europe when the real crisis is in Asia. All of these things would be impeachable offenses, according to Democrats. But we can't behave that way.
And Grant,
they're not going to learn their lesson until you start behaving that way.
Last point I'd say for you, Grant, is I've committed myself just based on this that, I'm going to find somebody to mentor, because I agree with Jason. The role model has to be mom and dad, but there isn't always a mom and a dad. And many times that's when we end up seeing these situations with these teen psychopaths that go into a grocery store and kill 10 people or, a school.
So you've got to reform privacy laws. So if you've got a junior high 15-year-old that's threatening people, should the community know about it? Should other parents know about it? Should mental health facilities? No, we can't do it. It's private health information. Well, what happens?
Appreciate the call, Grant. Thanks a lot. Here's the numbers from last weekend at the Del Rio sector. One weekend, 3,976 apprehensions, 1,652 gotaways, 47 rescues, 10 deaths 16 known criminals apprehended. That's one weekend at one sector of the border.
It's shocking.
We know. It just shocks the senses. It makes you so mad. These numbers are going. But I don't think we're doing enough about it.
I agree with you. Republicans are being told by their consultants. I've lived this. That just shut up, don't stick your neck out, don't say anything that you could get attacked on, and ride the wave into office in November. The problem with that strategy is once you get there, how are you ever going to do anything because you haven't told anybody what you're going
to
do?
I disagree. I think they've at least gone to the border. They've at least told people, but it stops there. I mean, how can we not? I don't know what it is.
Nobody's talking about elections, and I don't think I agree with you. They're not doing enough on the border, and they're afraid of the gun issue. I actually think we've got a real problem there. That if you're not willing to talk about these things in a campaign, you're certainly not going to vote on them when the pressure gets really tough.
But my point is, I think Republicans are doing enough talking about the border, but where's the strategy?
Scott, you got to understand, they don't have control of either house. There's nothing you can drop a bill and it sits in committee and it dies in committee.
So what do we do? What do we do besides talking about it? What do we do?
You do have to get the majority back. The question is, what are you going to do with the majority? And that is really, and that strategy you can talk about right now. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to file articles of impeachment. We're going to disband the January 6th committee and investigate whether Hunter Biden sold his country out with the help of the president. We're going to do all these things. And by the way, we're not going to take away your guns. But are they saying that? Look, they can't even talk about replacement theory because supposedly the manifesto from the Buffalo shooter bars that term now, even though Democrats and CNN and every liberal hack on cable television said that demographics are changing this country. Well, when you have 2 million people come across that are sure to vote Democrat, at least for a while, that is replacing the electorate.
No kidding.
And now we're told we can't talk about that because some whack job mentioned it in a manifesto when Democrats had mentioned it long before that. They adhered to the replacement theory. They thought it was a great idea to gain strength in Congress.
Insane. I am super looking forward to the fact that I'll be listening on my app on a bus in Norway when Jason Lewis is guest hosting next week for us here on What's On Your Mind. Always a pleasure to keep up with you, sir. You and I are going to debate term limits at some point because I don't want your staff running you, representing the districts of Minnesota. But
I'm not saying one term, but 20 years is plenty. You can't get the job done then. Time to find a real one.
That is the key there. Exactly right. And Nancy Pelosi should be done. And obviously your husband needs I don't know what, but unbelievable. Jason, thanks. You're the best.
Always a pleasure, Scott.
Minnesota's Mr. Right. Should be in the U.S. Senate right now if they knew how to count in Minnesota. But we get the pleasure of having him right here. So.
Oh, they know how to count.
Yeah, they know how to count. Yeah.
What are we counting?
A big idea from a legislative candidate when we come back.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Stratacorp is hiring. Don't miss the hiring event Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks and in West Fargo. Strata has been a North Dakota-based family-owned company for more than a century. They're looking for solid people to join the team at Stratacorp. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks at 1600 North 48th Street. In West Fargo, 210 12th Avenue Northwest. On-site interviews. Ask about a $2,500 sign-on bonus for ready-mix drivers. Stratacorp. Hiring. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss it.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Center for Immigration Studies is reporting new data from the Census Bureau and the Bureau of Labor Statistics show that U.S. illegal immigration population in the United States has surged 10%, growing from 10.2 million to 11.6 million under the leadership of President Biden. Four people were killed in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Wednesday after a gunman who was later found dead opened fire at the Natalie Medical Building on the campus of St. Francis Hospital. Tulsa Police Deputy Chief Eric Douglas.
We have four civilians that are dead. We have one shooter that is dead. And right now, we believe that is self-inflicted.
After more than two decades as a Silicon Valley power player, Sheryl Sandberg, chief operating officer at Meta, also known as Facebook, is stepping down. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Today by our friends at Village Cooperative. The grass is growing at an insane pace right now. Have you noticed this? Holy bucket!
Oh, so the crop's already coming up. Planted a week ago. Seeing them already popping up.
Oh, my gosh. What
good thing.
If you are sort of tired of that mowing thing or shoveling in the winter, the new Village Co-op might be for you. It is coming to Fargo. It is for active adults over 62 years of age. Beautiful homes with spacious kitchens, private balconies, lots of amenities. It is maintenance-free living all on one level. So we're talking no shoveling. You never replace another roof, window, appliance, but enjoy the benefits of home ownership. Find out more. Call 997-2900, 701-997-2900. Ask for Carrie or go to villagecooperative.com. So our next guest, ready to roll? He's ready to roll, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So let me get Brady in here, and then we'll go to our guest. We're going to talk about big ideas. We had a listener call and ask about the groundbreaking at Spiritwood today. What time is it? 2 o'clock today. Big ADM announcement in Jamestown. And looking forward to that. I'll be out there along with, I know Senator Kramer's there. I know Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford is there. I would assume others will be there as well. But just the fact that ADM is making the size investment they are there is pretty extraordinary. So looking forward to another big win for Team ND. Brady, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. What's on my mind is we have our USS Truman out in the Mediterranean Sea right now, and the sailors on that ship, about 5,000 of them, are down to rations every day of one cup of rice and vegetables and a small portion of meat.
Tell me that's not happening. Tell me that's not happening.
No, that is happening. That is happening.
How can that be? We're the greatest fighting force on the face of the earth. How are we not feeding our guys on the USS Truman? Are you sure?
Oh, I'm positive. And the funny thing is, here you got, I think we've given over $60 billion now to Zelensky, and it has now been proven that 90% of his fighting force are Nazis. And the media has been covering it up since day one. Vlad went in and liberated and denazified the Ukraine. He never invaded that country. The manipulation of the media since day one is 100% BS, and everybody fell for it, for the Russia phobia. Vlad is a hero, and he is a Christian, and he loves God, and God, I hope he takes over the Ukraine and destroys Zelensky.
All right, interesting perspective. It's different than the narrative out there, but I'm going to focus on your point is obviously we're helping others before we're helping ourselves, and if we got Kevin, find out if this is a thing.
I just went on the USS, the Harry Truman Facebook page Nowhere on here do I see any complaints or anything about that. I see a lot of smiling soldiers.
Somebody just texted us that Gateway Pundit is, or super producer Chris Larson said Gateway Pundit is reporting it. So
it could be, but their Facebook page isn't. I'm scrolling down quite a bit. I haven't seen anything on it on that, but they do have a pretty active Facebook page.
That's another one. I asked Senator Kevin Cramer's on Armed Services Committee, so I'll have that tomorrow. Senator Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour, or I'm sorry, hour two tomorrow's program here on What's on Your Mind. Our next guest is Representative Jeff Hoverson. We have made a policy here that it's tough to get to all the legislative candidates, but the ones that have come up with the big ideas, we welcome them. And we had Roscoe Striley on along talking about one half of the property taxes ought to be cut. His opponent in that race is Jeff Hoverson. And Jeff said, I got an idea I want to talk about. And that's the idea that North Dakota can opt out about any international standard or pandemic regulation that comes from any other non-government, non-elected group or individual, WHO or anybody. Representative Jeff Hoverson joins us now on What's on Your Mind. Jeff, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Scott.
You bet. So give me the outline of this big idea of yours.
Well, I'm calling it the Pandemic Pledge. And basically the IHR, or the International Health Regulations, that really we got up close and a little too up and close and personal from the WHO this past May. I guess I am calling for being responding to the call to protect North Dakota, as I hope every state would do. The state legislators can actually do something about it, and it's basically a resolution or a bill. I'm not sure which way it would be the best, but a resolution to declare any IHR or international health regulation to be declared null and void, dead upon arrival, within the borders of North Dakota. That's the summary of it. I think it's
pandemic,
a real threat, even. Yeah.
A pandemic pledge. You said it's a threat?
Yeah, I think the WHO, along with a lot of other three-letter words like the WEF and the CDC and the UN and the, you know, all the unelected bureaucrats that we had to deal with during the pandemic. And unfortunately, the governors, a lot of governors and state health departments are trusting these people. And so that, to me, it makes it a real threat. I think we got by this time in May. I think a lot of the amendments that were proposed did not pass this time. Some did, some didn't.
Jeff Hoverson with us today on the program to talk about this idea. Is this, you represent Minot, running for re-election,
yes,
to your legislative house seat there in Minot. Is this a concern? I mean, I know in the middle of COVID it was. And you also occasionally hear from people say, you know, it's coming back. You know, it's, and obviously just recently you had the World Health Administration that was meeting talking about amending amendments that had been done and giving the power to others. Thankfully, that was shot down for the time being. But is this front and center a top issue you hear from voters in Minot?
Oh, yeah. You know, as you know, our district this past session really grew. And this would be one of the top concerns. And I think what people appreciate about me is that I've been proactive. As you know, I worked with you with the mask bill. That was a proactive deal. I saw that one coming down the pipe to stop that mandate. And I think we need to be proactive. And I really hope that all citizens will only vote for legislators who are at least trying to dial in and tune into this, because that's been the hardest thing, is to get people to really dial in. We're used to, you know, the old way is kind of like, you know, well, let's cut property taxes or whatever, and let's get more money to our towns. And that's all fine. But I think this past pandemic has really revealed that we need a kind of a new mindset coming into the legislative session, so that our state doesn't become vulnerable once we lose our individual freedoms, like we have seen, you know, across the nation this past 2 years with the lockdowns wrecking our country, killing businesses, taking away, shifting individual freedom and power to, you know, way beyond even our own nation. And we've got to look a lot more skeptical towards these things that are happening. I think if we're proactive, we can head a lot of it off, so we don't have to react, because getting your freedom back, well, we all know how that goes. It takes a lot of effort, and sometimes it doesn't work out so well.
Questions or comments, welcome from Representative Hoverson today on the program, talking about this big idea or anything. Legislative race obviously coming up, and there's a primary a week from Tuesday in this particular district in Minot. Jeff is the endorsed candidate, Roscoe Striley, one of the candidates we talked to recently about a property tax idea, is challenging Representative Hoverson and for the other House seat as well. I want to give you a chance to talk about the property tax thing, but let me take a call here first. Bill, where are you at in North Dakota, Bill?
Hey, I'm Mattazall, North Dakota.
Mattazall?
Zoll, yes. Zoll,
where is,
North Dakota.
Where is that?
It's off. It's north northeast of Williston.
Northeast of Williston. Wow. All right.
Wow.
Well, I learned a new. I always love finding out when there's a town or two that I've not heard of in North Dakota. Todd, you hadn't heard of the Zoll?
I know.
Yeah.
All right. I thought he was pulling your chain there like mad as hell or something.
What's on your mind today, Bill? Go ahead.
Hey, who is it that you have on the show right now? Who is that?
Jeff Hoverson, representative from Minot.
Yeah, Jeff is, I'm not calling about the topic that he's on right now, but I do have to agree with him that it takes more to get stuff back than it does to lose it. And I do agree with what he's saying that, but the reason why I'm calling today is because I've got an important topic. It's about this diesel exhaust fluid, the DEF. And I don't know if it's more of a question for Senator Kramer if this diesel exhaust fluid DEF is going to be cut by 50% in the United States, it's something that we need to grasp right now.
We sure do, Bill. You're absolutely right. We had a call about that last hour. We're going to bring that up with Senator Kramer tomorrow on the program. I'm also going to the event in Jamestown today, ADM, announcing a new soybean crushing plant there. I'm going to ask some experts from ADM about this as well, because they're in the business, obviously, of farm products. And we'll try and get an answer one or two ways. But it's tops on our list for Senator Kramer tomorrow. Appreciate that very much. Jeff, back to the nullify question on these regulations. Is anybody doing this really, really good? Is there some best practices out there in another state that we could model after?
Well, that's what we need to look into. But I'd like North Dakota to be a leader, and we can become the template if needed. But I think there's a lot of interest. Nullification just in North Dakota, in nullifying presidential orders and the federal government, actually has gained a lot of popularity amongst the. Not all the nullification bills passed, but they gained a lot of attention. And I think the concept of nullification is kind of new. It's not a new idea, but it's new as far as seeing it in bills. And so, yeah, I think there's a lot of hope for when you're talking about a world level. I mean, think about it. Did you get to vote for anybody in the World Health Organization, Scott? Did you get to vote for anybody in the World Health Organization or the CDC, for that matter?
Yeah,
these are
good
unelected
one.
Bureaucrats that are going to take. And so I think the real answer is local control in the state. You've got to build a wall politically. Otherwise, I don't think the next generation will see the same freedom that we enjoyed at all. So.
Fascinating. Take a quick break here. Come back with more. Any questions or comments for Jeff Hoverson? They are welcome. Representative Jeff Hoverson joining us today on the program. 16 before the top of the hour. We'll continue with more after this on What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon, here for a couple more days, folks. You're going to miss me, Kev. Todd?
Well, I'm going to be a little envious because Norway.
Norway!
Yeah, really.
We're going with Juven Tours and Travel. Leave on Tuesday.
Can
hardly wait. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
From Field to Fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, Ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at
hatandsons.com. Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. You know, I was in this situation once many years ago. Maybe you need to get out of the car you're in. Schwann will buy it from you. An immediate purchase. Bring it in today. They'll take a look at it. Meanwhile, you can shop, click, drive over 75 used vehicles on hand. Various makes, Ram, F-150. Doesn't have to be GMC or Buick, but those new Buicks, GMCs, and most of those used vehicles have Schwann's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, continuing with Representative Jeff Hoverson. He's from District 3 in Minot, represents that group on the ballot on primary day. Let me ask you a question from a listener here. Jamie asked, were you not at the Mike Lindell Cyber Symposium, and what did you learn related to North Dakota's election integrity?
Yeah, I was there. That was a lot of fun. I went with Jeff Magrum and another legislator, and we didn't learn as much as I would have liked. You know, I actually like what's coming out with the 2000 Mules movie, where our district's showing that, what Dinesh D'Souza is exposing with the mules. I don't know if you guys have seen that. It's a must-see. But
it is.
As far as North Dakota, and I worked with a few people there are irregularities that I think are worth looking into in North Dakota, and I think we should. I think the only real answer to, we haven't built a wall there yet, in my opinion. We need to do that, through hand ballots, through hand counting to supplement the machine, stuff like that. There are real solutions, but that is such an unpopular topic for the North Dakota legislature right now that it was really hard to get any traction beyond a few people.
Well, wait a minute. Why is it an unpopular topic? Election integrity shouldn't be unpopular, should it?
Yeah, no kidding.
Among Republicans?
Well, I think by the time the Mike Lindell thing that she was referring to came along, it was a big sense of, we're okay, we got to move on. I guess that's what I mean. But as far as all the bills that we introduced, I introduced two bills. They all went down. I think there's close to 40 bills between the two chambers. And, there was one bill that passed, I think, that really effectively, from what I understand, it didn't do a whole lot. But I think that issue should not be over yet. But I think by unpopular, I mean, I think there's a strong sense of people just want to move on. And I don't think legislators should move on from that issue.
Let's go to Ole next on the phones, 701-258-0550. Call for Jeff Overson. Go ahead, Ole.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to give a shout-out to the Thriving Third and hope that the election goes well. There was some discussion a little bit about some tax ideas and reducing taxes. And, you know, I've been around long enough to know that that buy-down is the biggest joke that we could have ever invented. When I started in the legislature buying down mill levies for education, the new plan now is to buy down some additional education to get rid of that. I think Rich Wardner was coming forward with that idea. Last couple sessions, we bought down 20 mills of the health, human services for the counties. And as much as the legislative folks want to say that it didn't get backfilled, everybody's taxes still went up. And they did that by increasing our property values and inflating that. So to me, that's a joke. We need to completely eliminate at least the personal property tax for first, you know, when you're in your home. So the farming community, they don't have to pay taxes on their primary residence. But a construction worker or an electrician person who owns their company, they still have to pay their tax for their home. And if you're a farmer and you get that tax credit and you have farm help helping you, those people get their property tax that they don't have to pay.
Jeff, let me ask you.
It can be done.
Let me ask you, if Ole says it can be done, do you see the votes in the legislature to do it? Can this plan get to the governor's desk and be signed? Is it realistic?
Which bill are you talking about? 50%? I agree with Ole that it's an idea that's been tried and failed, that 50% idea. But the elimination one, last session, you know, Jeff Magrum tried stuff like that. Very unpopular. Again, for some reason, the real good, you know, what I call Republican platform ideas are not surviving very well. Now, I have more hope for this time because we've had a grassroots movement and there's a lot of new faces coming on board and there's a lot of old faces leaving. So it's going to be a completely different makeup this next session in the legislature. So it's anybody's guess on how those will go. But I do agree with Ole almost entirely. My running mate, Lori Van Winkle, she's really digging into the property tax one. She, too, has a lot of good ideas about eliminating the property tax. I know there is a grassroots movement to do a measure, not this year, but in 2004. That's solid stuff. I just think it's unethical to have to force people to rent your home from the government.
Well, we appreciate the call, and Jeff, appreciate the time today. We're out of time today, but you had a big idea. I gave you a chance to talk about it. Appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Bye-bye.
June 14th election.
Be blessed, you guys.
Be blessed, Oli. God bless you. God bless our listeners. God loves you, so do we. See you tomorrow with Senator Kevin Cramer at the Talk Radio Town Hall.
It's here, a whole new way to feel great inside and out. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic is proud to announce that in addition to their renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they now have added the Hockett Ozone Sauna, developed for a single purpose, strategic wellness and vitality. The Hockett Ozone Sauna uses a combination of treatments to help detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, and strengthen the immune system. It can reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation, increasing the body's immune efficiency, increasing metabolism, improving stiff, aching joints and muscles, and many more benefits using this pocket technology of ozone treatment in combination with others all in one as you relax in the sauna-like setting. Call for an appointment today. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. Feel great. Look great. Be great. Why wait? It's here. Now at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Call 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930 or visit swansonhyperbarics.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.